edging higher, but the Dow is down 43 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio program. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and today we're going to be talking about a subject that Christian parents have dealt with for a very long period of time. And they've dealt with it in a way that has oftentimes left them very frustrated. What I'm getting at is that the idea of family devotions, the idea of passing on the story of the gospel, the redemption, the story of redemption to our children. Christian parents know the importance of passing on the gospel story to their children, yet we live in busy lives. We live in a busy world that is just absolutely chocked full of distractions. Schedules collide. There's homework and yard work and dishes and laundry, and the car's oil needs to be changed. There's phone calls to make, and before you know it, everybody's getting to bed late once again. The Bible also can seem like an awful long story for an active family to be able to break down and read to their children. And so I've got some really good news. If that's the type of frustration that you have felt in your family, you just said, I really want to do devotions with my children. I really would love to read through the scriptures with them. But these couple of things that I just mentioned, they both conspire together in order to make it so that if we're honest with ourselves, the devotions just don't happen. They just don't get done. Well, here's a really good help for you today. If that's your case, if you're saying, you know, I can relate to what you were just talking about, the difficulty of devotions, family devotions, then I got some really good news for you today, because today we're going to be talking about a 10-minute devotion or devotions that can be used to draw your family to God. The title of the book that we're talking about today is Long Story Short. It's written by Marty Michalski. It's got a foreword by Dave Harvey. I've had Dave Harvey on the program before. And this is a book that is written in order to help Christian parents to pass the gospel story on to their children. 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week is enough time to pass on the most valuable treasure that the world has ever known, and that's what this book is all about. Let's go right to the phone lines with our special guest today. On the phone with me right now is Marty Michalski. He is the family life pastor at Covenant Fellowship Church, which is a Sovereign Grace Ministry church in Glen Falls, Pennsylvania. And Marty, it's a pleasure to have you on the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be a part of your program.
Oh, great. I tried to lay it out there in the introduction. Probably could have went much longer with talking about the frustration that Christian parents have had over the years with this subject of family devotion. I would assume that that is obviously one of the reasons why you wrote this book.
Well, that's exactly right. I am a dad of 6 children. My oldest right now are twins at 17. My youngest is 8. But at the time when I originally wrote this material, my kids were much younger. My oldest were like 11, my youngest around 4. Mm. And I quite frankly was a bit frustrated myself trying to figure out how can I possibly do this. The Bible just seemed like a thick book. I didn't know where to begin. And so I had to start to think through it, as well as pastoring people in the church here who also had the same challenges, and that's really what produced the devotions that made up, long story short.
Mm. Were you actually a youth pastor when you were going through this this dilemma yourself, where you were saying, you know, I know I should be doing this, and I'm actually leading people and telling them that they should be doing it. So it was kind of a double dose of frustration involved in it.
I was leading both the youth and the children's ministry at our church, and so I was trying to encourage people to do devotions with their family, and I didn't get anybody who objected to the idea. Everybody wanted to do devotions.
Sure.
But quite frankly, I didn't have a lot to offer them in terms of what should they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself struggling and needing to try to figure out, okay, what's the most important thing we need to pass on? And that's where I realized I need to get the gospel to my children, and started to look into how do I do that consistently.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of helps out there. There's a lot of family devotional resources that are out there. But if the truth be known, some of them are not very good. Would you agree?
Well, I do. I think that some devotions can have a fun component, but never really get to passing on the valuable treasure of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ones can be quite, you know, complicated. And say you're going to need to have your kids memorizing this whole catechism, and so you're thinking, oh my, how do I do all this? And what I wanted to do was, how can I both be fun and yet not lose the meat of the gospel, giving my children that valuable treasure every week and making sure that they hear it again and again and again?
Mm-hmm. I think you hit the nail right on the head there with the two extremes. The material that I have looked at previously was, just as you said, you know, it was so silly and, you know, all on the fun side that very little was actually being taught. You know, it was very difficult to see how in these very silly activities that were required in the material, how you could even draw lessons out of them that even related to the gospel. And then, as you mentioned, on the other side, you know, it was like a seminary course or something, which would be good in a proper setting, but it wasn't really serving the purpose for, you know, trying to convey the gospel message to young children. So I have seen the exact same thing, very different extremes, and that's why your book kind of jumped out to me, that it was, it really acknowledged that and then tried to bring those two things together. And it, fun, I would even replace the word fun with interesting, which interesting can be fun as well. The lessons that you give and the introductions, the stories that you tell in the beginning, just become very, very interesting and thus become fun, I guess, from that perspective. Would you agree then that that's really where the problem was? And obviously then you saw that and said, I need to write something that would fit both of these two categories.
That's it. And I wasn't actually starting to write a book. I was looking to try to produce something that first I could use and that the families in our church could use. So long before the book Long Story Short came out, Covenant Fellowship and the families here have been utilizing the same devotionals and, in many cases, making some adjustments and corrections. Oh, this one doesn't work. And so this really represents what our church has been doing now for 5 years.
Hmm. I was going to say, I thought I had read that it was for a number of years that people went through this book before you decided to actually publish it. That's quite a long-term focus group, you know, to actually see if this is going to work.
It is, and it's been very exciting to see that there's a couple things that people, once they realize it, it's so helpful. One of those is that family devotions, it's more important if they're consistent than if they're amazing and incredible. And sometimes families think, well, boy, I just shared this scripture with my children and I pointed out the gospel, but it just seems so flat to me.
Mm.
It's not amazing. And I think we put too much pressure on ourselves. And what I tried to help them to see is, no, that regular, daily, short period of time sharing a concise truth is exactly what your children need. Mm-hmm. And that's what God uses, because he's the agent of change in their lives, not us. Sometimes we think we need to change our children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had an author on just the other day, and he made a statement that has stuck with me ever since he made it. He said, Pastor, I trust the Scripture. He said, our church trusts the Scripture. And what he was alluding to is that trusting the Word of God as the divinely ordained instrument to bring about change in the life of the people in our congregation and in our discussion here today to bring about the necessary change in our children. And I would assume that the 10 minutes a day, though, as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6, dealing with our children, we're exemplifying the gospel message and conversing about the gospel throughout the day, but this is just the 10 minutes of formal instruction, if we could put it that way. Is that safe to say?
It is. And what it does is it gives you an opportunity every day to open up the Scriptures and read, so that if, for instance, you are reading the story of David and Goliath, you've got something to talk about the rest of that day or the next day. And if you, however, aren't opening up the Bible, then chances are the latest sports team is going to be the only information or topic of discussion that you have. And that's kind of what happened with my family. When we weren't opening up God's Word together, we certainly weren't going to be talking about what we read because we hadn't read it. Mm-hmm. And what long story short does is it tells you where to go and how much to read. And we've already looked at the passages and said, you know, here is the most important part for this day. It doesn't mean you can't have your children reading all of Scripture, which we would recommend that you do, but that for a family devotion, here's a bite-sized chunk that you can conquer, and it's going to be a concise whole. You can read it, and then throughout the day, just as Deuteronomy 6 says, when you're walking along the road, when you lie down, when you get up, and, you know, you want to be impressing these truths on your children.
Sure. You not only talked about the reaction that this book and the positive comments that you've received from people in your own church and your own experience using the material that you put together here, but I was surprised by just how well this has been received in the Christian community in general. For instance, on the back of the book, Albert Mohler has an endorsement for the book, but I think he sums up what I have read on other blogs and, you know, across the internet there as people have been responding to this book. He says this is simply an outstanding book, and Christian families need it right now. I have never seen a devotional book that is so well suited to family devotions and to children, even as it is faithful in relating biblical truth. This book will help any Christian parent lead family devotions that will be memorable, faithful, and practical for Christian living. I'll admit this too. Parents will find that they love the stories, illustrations, and the learning suggestions along with their children. Marty Michalski has written a wonderful book. That's quite an endorsement from Albert Mohler, who reads, just tremendous reader, pours over a lot of materials to say, you know, to give it that strong of an endorsement. But I saw that over and over again on the internet from people that we trust their opinion and have made a similar statements like that about this book. So congratulations on an extremely well-received book in the Christian community.
Well, thank you so much. I'm humbled by everyone's encouragement, and it is very meaningful. What it ultimately is telling me, though, is that my experience, that there just isn't a lot out there
Yes.
that is engaging and faithful to God's Word, has been their experience. And so I think that parents who are looking for a resource and need some help, I'm glad for them to be able to use it and benefit from it as I have.
Mm.
In my family.
Yeah, I think that you hit a vein there. You know, you hit a nerve that was really a point of frustration with so many Christians across the country and maybe even broader than that as well. And I think that you're exactly right, that that's what it shows us, that there is a real need here, and this book is meeting that need. Let me mention to our listening audience again just a way that they can participate in the program today. Let me remind them, first of all, that we're speaking with Marty Michalski, who is the Family Life Pastor at Covenant Fellowship Church. It's a Sovereign Grace Ministry church in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. And so he's actually served on the pastoral staff for 22 years, and he leads the children's ministry at Covenant Fellowship. With him and his wife, Lois, have six children. Let me also mention that the book is published by New Growth Press, and you can go out to their website at www.newgrowthpress.com in order to get a copy of this book. I am giving away copies of the book today on the program, so for folks that are listening via the internet, maybe out on sermonaudio.com or listening in your car or at your place of work here within the scope of the airwaves, the four states that we cover on the airwaves, I just would encourage you to remember that name. First of all, the newgrowthpress.com. You go out there and check out more about this book. But also let you know that you can call into the program today with your question or your comment, and I'll be happy for either one of those two things to send you out a copy of this book while supplies last here in the studio. The number to call is 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. That is a toll-free number, and it's good nationwide, and so I'll be happy to take. In fact, as soon as I said that, the phone started ringing. Also, let me tell you that if you happen to be at a place where you can't call and you'd like to just send an email, we'll accept it that way as well, and so you can go out to just your email account and send an email to Kevin, that's K-E-V-I-N, at knowingthetruth.org. That's Kevin at knowingthetruth.org, and then I'll be happy to get your question or your comment in on our discussion today. Marty, before we go to the phone lines, the producer is taking down names and some of the questions that are coming in, let me just get you to elaborate on the fact that this is about Old Testament Bible lessons, which I found very interesting because I've actually talked to people, believe it or not, professing Christians that said that they could see no use for the Old Testament system, or the Old Testament teaching in our grace environment today. And so I was so happy to see that not only does your book address the Old Testament, but you draw lessons from there and specifically look for the way that these lessons tell us something about the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you just elaborate on that, and then we'll run to the phone lines right afterwards?
Sure, I'd be glad to. The Old Testament has been misused quite a bit, especially with children. And what we've drawn from the Old Testament tends to be moral lessons. So, for instance, if you look at the story of David and Goliath, we'll teach children that they need to be like David and conquer the giants in their land,
mm-hmm.
Conquer the giants in their life.
Heard it many times.
And it's not a bad moral lesson, but that's not why God gave us that story. What we see there is that we're not supposed to be identifying ourselves first and foremost with David. We're more the Israelites who should be fighting the battle, but instead they're sinning against God, disobeying, on the sidelines, afraid to go ahead. And what do they need when this Goliath figure comes and the Philistines are there poised to attack? They need a deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
They need a savior. They need a savior who's trusting in God, and David comes on the scene.
Amen.
And he conquers their enemy. And so when you understand that, no, David is a picture of Jesus Christ who's conquering our enemy, sin and death, and we're more like the Israelites who need to depend and put our trust in Jesus Christ, the ones who are sinning and not doing what we're supposed to be doing, suddenly that story comes to life with redemptive applications and seeing, you know, it foreshadows what Jesus was about to do to be a savior. Every blood sacrifice in the Old Testament is a hint and pointing at Jesus. And every time a deliverer is raised up, it's pointing to the fact that one day God's going to bring a deliverer who's going to conquer death and sin forever.
Amen. There's so many different aspects to that story then that fit with that that topic, you know, and seeing that as a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, David, of course, was ready, and from the deliverance came from a place where they never thought that it would come from. So there's a lot of aspects to that in that story. Let's run to the phone line very quickly. We got Sandy on a cell phone, and Sandy, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio program today. Sandy on a cell phone that is no longer there. Let's go to Vicky, and then we'll go back. I think the phone's ringing again. We'll go back to find Sandy here in a second. Vicky, we got a question or a comment today for our guest?
Hey, how you doing? This is not Vicky. That was my wife. She handed me the telephone.
Oh, okay.
It's just great to where, you know, that you have books out there and material out there that can cater pretty much to a family devotion and to the children. My wife and I and some members of the church, we know we've been searching for probably about a year now.
Yeah.
To get the right material.
Yeah.
That we can implement and within our homes and implement within our youth area in our church. So I'm looking forward to getting this book and reading it and praying over it that it would do what God called it to do.
And what was your first name again?
Michael,
you know, first of all, I got to joke and say that, you know, they have that commercial on TV where the person calls the help desk and then the guy is out there, you know, like out in some other country way out in the middle of nowhere. And he says, hello, this is Vicky. You know, that reminded me of that when you were on the phone there. But secondly, I got to say that I've got some good news for you, because not only are we going to talk about Long Story Short, which is the family devotion for you to use at home, but our author has also produced material to be used in the church as well. And the unique thing about the material that he's produced to be used in church is that all of the people in the different age groups in church, in the Sunday school lessons, that they all study the same passage of Scripture at the same time. And the author has specifically done this so that the parents can then, to make it easier for them to follow up with the children as to what they're studying in the different levels. So you're going to want to stay tuned to hear about that. But okay. For now, let me tell you, Michael, we'll go ahead and you send me an email to kevin@knowingthetruth.org and include your mailing address, and I'll make sure we send one of these Long Story Shorts out to you, courtesy of New Growth Press. But we'll send one of these books out to you right away.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Not a problem, Michael. Thank you very much. Marty, let's run to the phone line, and then I'll give you an opportunity to comment on both of these and maybe to tell us a little bit about that Sunday school lessons that you have as well. Sandy, we got her back. Hey, Sandy, welcome back.
Tell us a little bit about that Sunday school lessons that you have as
hey,
well.
Hey, Sandy.
Sandy, we got her back. Hey, Sandy, welcome back.
Hi, Sandy. My question is, I wondered if the book is geared toward a certain age, because I actually have teenagers, and so often the materials that, you know, you get devotions on, they're geared toward younger kids, you know, the applications and the activities and the stories and so forth. So I'm wondering if this book would be good for teenagers.
Well, good question, Sandy. I'll tell you what, send me an email at kevin@knowingthetruth.org and include your mailing address, and we'll be sure to send you out a copy of this book. I think you turned your radio down now, so we might be okay to leave you on the line. But let me go ahead and toss that. Got some good news for you. It is good for a wide range of young people. But let me get Marty to elaborate on that and just stay on the line for just a second, okay, Marty?
Okay, thank you.
Well, hi, Sandy. Good to hear from you. The book is good for teens, and what you'll find is with each week's devotions, there is an activity that opens up the week. That activity is geared toward the younger grade school audience. So you may, when you're doing this devotion with teens, you might want to skip over most of those opening activities. But the questions that we've written after each scripture and a short paragraph are going to be great for teens. I have two 17-year-olds, a 16-year-old, and a 14-year-old right now. And the kind of questions that we're asking really cause them to think on a deeper level. In fact, if you have older kids and some younger kids, I'll often ask the question of the younger children and encourage my teens to help them out if they can't get the answer. Mm. And so as a family, we've been able to use this devotional throughout the years, making a few adjustments. So if you only have teens, you see that opening activity, you might want to drop that off. But apart from that, the devotions are going to fit real well, I think, in helping them. And most families haven't connected the gospel lessons in the Old Testament stories with Christ. And so this devotional is going to help your teens get a robust biblical theology of the Old Testament in a way that when you first use it with your younger kids, you might need to do a little bit of pointing out and explaining to make sure they get that point. Your older kids are definitely going to get it.
Great. Sandy, it makes sense?
This sounds wonderful, yeah. It sounds like it'll really help my kids to connect the dots.
Excellent. Just send me that email, Sandy, as soon as you can, sometime today with the your mailing address, and we'll get you out a copy of this book, and then you can see about some of the other materials they have as well.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, Sandy. Okay. Vicki and Michael, they've got a copy. Sandy's got her copy. You don't want to miss out on your copy as well. Got a few more copies to give away today on the broadcast. So let me just tell you as we go to break here that you can participate in the program today. We're talking about the book, Long Story Short, 10-Minute Devotions to Draw Your Family to God. It's written by Marty Machowski. He's our special guest on the program today. We'll tell you more about that and delve down a little bit deeper into the book when we come back from the break. But you can participate, 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Also have email up and running. The email address is kevin@knowingthetruth.org. We'll be back in just a couple moments. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Yesterday, Tony, Moody's came out with a report that they were going to downgrade our credit rating if this bill goes through. Most of the rest of the world knows we're about to go over a cliff, but we continue business as usual here in Washington. Now, the good news is if we can limp through the end of this year, we're going to have reinforcements next year who I think are coming in with some stronger principles and convictions.
Christian Worldview Today, weekday mornings from 7 to 9 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Rick Santorum, former Pennsylvania senator and Fox News commentator, has been on the front lines in restoring the right to life of the preborn and protecting the medically fragile. I'm Lisa Van Riper with South Carolina Citizens for Life, inviting you to hear his story at the South Carolina Rally for Life Saturday, January 15th at noon at the State House in Columbia. Join Senator Santorum and speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. For information, call 803-252-LIFE.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. As a mom, there's nothing more important to me than seeing my kids smile. That's why I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to shine a light on the importance of a healthy, beautiful smile. We all want to look our best, and an attractive smile is part of it. Getting your child an orthodontic checkup can make a huge difference in their future. Orthodontists straighten teeth and jaws. And if braces are needed, today's hip models let kids sport their own personal style during treatment. To learn more, visit braces.org.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio program today. We're talking about the subject of family devotions, and we're doing so around a book that has just recently been released called Long Story Short. It's written by Marty Machowski. It's published by New Growth Press. That's www.newgrowthpress.com. And you can go out there to find out more about the book. I mentioned we are giving away copies of the book on the program today for your question or your comment. It's a pretty sizable book. You know, it's an oversized book, and it probably it has almost 400 pages in it. And we'll talk a little bit more here in just a moment about the outline of the book or the format of it that you work through. There's actually 5 days of study, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Before we do, I just wanted to make reference to a couple of upcoming broadcasts as well. We will be talking about another book from New Growth Press here in the near future. In fact, on January 18th, we're going to be talking about the subject of Marriage Matters. That's by Winston Smith. And we're going to be talking about that's talking about change via ordinary moments. And so that, I think, will be an interesting subject to many people. And I'll give you some more information about that that book as we progress along in our interviews here on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. I also wanted to let you know that you can download all of the interviews that I do. I do about 150 author interviews a year, and you can download those out on our website. There's a couple of different websites for you to go out to, and one of the websites is simply just knowingthetruth.org. That's www.knowingthetruth.org. You can go out there, go under the audio section, and you're able to download the audio files there for free as well. And then also out on sermonaudio.com/knowingthetruth, that'll take you to our page on Sermon Audio, and you can download the audio files there as well. By the way, the audio files are now available for smartphones, and so if you have an Android or maybe an iPhone or maybe a BlackBerry, and you can simply go out to iTunes or the Apple Store, and you can download the free app that's out there by Sermon Audio. And once you download that to your phone, you then have the ability to download and take with you any and all of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcasts, and so you don't want to miss that. Let me give you one that we did just recently that I think would be of interest to many people in our listening audience. You may not have got a chance to hear it in the early part of this week, but I did an interview with Dan Kruver and a couple others that were participating in the program, but we talked about reclaiming adoption. It was a special book release interview that we did on Tuesday of this week. We even had a book release party for Dan in the evening. I attended that, and this book is just being very well received, and if you get an opportunity to go out there and listen to that, Reclaiming Adoption, we were talking about the doctrine of adoption, you can go out there and listen to that broadcast. I think you would find it very interesting. Let's go back to our subject here today and to our special guest. And I want to ask a question that has come in. Kelly asked this question. It's similar to one that we've already dealt with, but I'll give you another chance, Marty, to elaborate on it a little bit. Kelly asked this. She says, I was wondering about the ages this book is appropriate for. I have an almost four-year-old and really need something for devotions for us. Thanks for your work in the program. Again, Kelly is asking that question. Would you like to elaborate on just how helpful this would be for younger children again, please?
Sure. We tried to make the devotional so that it could work for families who have children that range from about 4 years old to the teen years. And so different components speak to different age groups. So those same introductions that I said to the other caller that you might want to skip with your teens, those are the perfect ones that you can use with younger children. So, for instance, on the week where we're studying about Noah and the flood, I instruct parents to start their devotions with an umbrella open. And when the kids say, why do you have an umbrella open in the living room? You say, well, it's going to rain. Now, of course, it's not going to rain in the living room. And what that's designed to point out is Noah was a man of faith. When God said it was going, he was going to bring rain and a flood, Noah believed and trusted in God. Now, of course, there's no rain coming in your living room, but just as you think that's crazy that there's rain in the living room, so the people must have thought Noah was crazy, and yet he believed in God. Now, that's a message that a toddler can get. Mm. What you might want to do with a toddler is not expect to ask them any questions to answer. So if you then go to the toddler and say, so, what's the word that begins with the letter F that we say that Noah had in God? They're not going to be able to say, oh, that's faith, Mom and Dad.
Mm.
But the scripture that you read and the paragraph description, along with some of those activities, are perfect for those children. And one last thing, the devotional is designed to be a resource that you have to use for your children as they go through the different ages. So what I did with my kids is when they were really young, I wasn't able to really tease out all those questions, but I was reading those Bible stories, and by following the program, essentially read through the Bible with them.
Hmm.
In the second time through, I began to engage them with the questions. My older kids could help my younger kids answer. And now that a lot of my children are in the teen years and we're getting a little bit older, the discussions actually can take off and have a life of their own. So we go beyond the questions, and what the devotional becomes is a springboard to a deeper conversation that, like you mentioned earlier, we may come back to later in the day, just as Deuteronomy 6 tells us, you know, when you're walking along the road, you can bring it back up again.
Hmm. Amen. Let me read another one of the endorsements out here. I had this is part of the book, inside the inside cover of the book. He's been with me on the program before when I'm referring to Paul David Tripp. He says this, again and again, and much to our disappointment, Luella and I would look for a solid, scripture-centered, gospel-driven devotion to use with our children. This type of family worship resource was simply not available then. So it is with much enthusiasm that I recommend Long Story Short. Through this tool, your children will not only come to know the narrative of redemption told in the pages of the Bible, but they will encounter the chief actor in that narrative, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again and again, they will be confronted with their desperate need for His grace. What more could you want from a family devotional? And so there's what the main difference is. People may be just tuning in and saying, oh, a family devotional, yeah, I've heard about these before. This one is unique in that it centers on the gospel, centers on the main person in the gospel, even the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. That's what makes this a unique family devotion, and it's done so in a way that can relate to children. Marty, let me read an email that has just come in from Susan. She says this, I'm so encouraged to hear this broadcast. I had a great background in the Old Testament when I was young, primarily through school, and I have long wanted to have a resource that presented biblical truth, now in my own family, that referred back to the Old Testament. And she asks, will this be suitable for teens as well? We've already addressed that. But she says, there's more to truth than David slaying Goliath with God's help, and I'm so encouraged and excited to hear about this material. So that's just a comment coming in from Susan, and we thank her for that. I wanted to ask you, though, Marty, if you would elaborate a little bit on the format of the book. I should mention to the readers that, as far as I can tell from the number of weeks that are in here, it goes all the way to 78 weeks, and it starts in Genesis and goes all the way to Nehemiah on the 78th week. Would you elaborate on that portion of it, the table of contents that I just alluded to, and then also just tell the folks a little bit about the five-day structure that you use?
Sure. The book is 78 lessons or 78 weeks of devotions because that is half of a three-year program, and we've actually written a New Testament companion that New Growth is going to be coming out with next year.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them together is a three-year program. So if you begin now with Long Story Short, before you're finished, the New Testament devotion will be printed and available, and it has the same principle. The way we've organized it week to week is you start over each week with an activity that is a little object lesson that you can do, particularly for the younger grade school children. Then you have 5 days of devotions. Day one and day two get into the Bible story for the week, and you read a portion of the scripture, and then on day three, we do something a little bit special. It's called Connect It to Jesus. So every single one of the 78 weeks of devotions on Wednesday, you're going to spend time connecting that story to God's plan of redemption through Jesus Christ. They're going to get the gospel in many cases every day, but certainly every week on Wednesday, if you choose to do it on the third day of the week, in day three, they'll get the gospel. Then on day four, they're back to finishing up that story. And then we do something interesting in day five. We do something a little bit different. We wanted to include not just the stories of the Bible, but we wanted to include the prophets and the Psalms. So we leave the story for the week, and we look at a psalm or a prophetic passage that is pointing forward to Jesus Christ. Mm. And we help parents to show their children how so much of the Old Testament is telling forth that God is going to be sending a deliverer, a king, a high priest, and that helps the children begin to see that the whole Bible is really all about Jesus. When Jesus walked on the road to Emmaus and he spoke to the disciples after he was raised from the dead, it says that he opened the scriptures to them and showed them how the law and the prophets pointed to him. And we wonder, wow, wouldn't you love to have been on the road to Emmaus with Jesus to learn those? Hmm. Well, in reality, so many of them are presented by the apostles in the book of Acts, and we can learn them. And what I've done is I've tried to take as many of them as possible, put one a week, so you're going to get a Bible story on days 1 through 4, and then on day 5, you're going to dive into a psalm or a prophetic passage and see how it tells about Jesus.
Hmm. You had mentioned the story of Noah, and you talked about opening up that week of lessons with the open umbrella. Tell our listening audience then on day 3, on that Wednesday part of the program, you know, where you would be connecting it to Jesus, how did you connect the story of Noah to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, if God hadn't saved Noah, there would be no men to father the generations that were going to lead up to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great connection. But more importantly, what we see is God's, in spite of the sin of the earth, and here men were doing only evil, the Bible says,
mm-hmm.
and he reaches out and he calls a man. And he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save you, Noah. I'm going to build this ark, and I'm going to save your family. And then when they leave, what God tells them is the same, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth that he told Adam and Eve to do. And so God is saying, you know what? I'm going to give you the same command. Because why? I'm going to be sending my son. And just as the ark saved you, so will my son and the cross save you from your sins. And so God is able, the whole basis of God's salvation in the ark is to provide a Savior for us and for Noah. Mm-hmm. Noah is saved the same way we were, by looking forward to God's plan and promise. He didn't know Jesus by name, but he knew God's deliverance, and he had faith in God. And Hebrews tells us that God looked upon his faith, and he saved Noah.
Mm. Yeah, of course, the ark being a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ is a covering against God's wrath, and you know, just a beautiful imagery there that we see in that story of Noah. Let's run to the phone line again, and then I also have another email that has come in. But let me go to the phone line first. I think John is up next. John, welcome to the program today.
Hey, my wife was listening all in the car on the way to work, and she called me up and she said, "Hey, call. It sounds good. Call and find it. See what you can find out about it." So, yeah, we do family worship, and we've used a number of things, and this sounds really, really usable. We have a 10-year-old daughter, and it's hard to find materials. You know, it's just hard to find materials. In your book, how do you deal with creation and origins and the flood and the Tower? Do you take a strong stand on those positions? Are you clear? Do you teach them as literal history, literal Adam and Eve, creation in 6 days? And you know, you mentioned Noah and the flood. Well, just a thought that came to mind, if God hadn't saved Noah, there would have been no men.
Yeah,
in the end of the world.
Yeah, that's what he mentioned as well.
You point those things out, or do you know, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, John, Marty just pointed out that same point you just made, that there would be nobody left for the Savior to come down through the line that God had divinely ordained. And so that would have stopped redemption right in its tracks right there, had he destroyed the whole world, of course. So he did mention that point, but good question. Let me, John, you know the drill on sending me an email.
Sir.
Do that, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of the book as well. And then also, Marty, why don't you go ahead and answer that question? And then I'll give you the one out of the email here as well.
Excellent. Well, John, you're concerned with the very same things that I'm concerned with as I teach my children. I want to make sure that they get the Word of God as it is authoritative and infallible, and that's what I try to do with Long Story Short. I haven't tried to twist, add, take away. The Bible says that God created the earth on 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, and that's what I say in the book. You know, there really was a worldwide flood, and it was there to destroy the wickedness of the people, and that's what I say. I think our children, in order for them to appreciate a Savior, they need to understand that we're sinners. And so you might find that as you go through, you're asking your children, so where are you sinning right now, and where do you need to be saved? Those are all important themes I think we need to tell our children, and we need to be accurate to Scripture.
I'm glad you take that approach, and I also think that this is good because this can be added to as well. So as you read and go through the 10-minute devotion that's here, as we talked about in the beginning of the broadcast, you can then augment it with other materials as necessary. For instance, as we're talking about now with creation, we may do the 10-minute devotion here, but later in the day, reinforce that with something from Ken Ham or from Answers in Genesis ministry or something along that line. So I can see how this could be easily reinforced as you go throughout the day or throughout the study for that week. Would you agree?
I would. And I think that that's particularly helpful for older children. And what we wanted to do is, hey, look, you really need consistency, and we're going to give you something short, something you can do every day. I put the book next to where I eat my dinner so that when I'm done dinner, it reminds me, and I can just pick it up. I can go through it with my family, and in 10 minutes, adding 10 minutes to my meal, I can be through, and I can be consistent. But then, as the Spirit of God begins to prompt you, and He will, as you study and dive into His Word, hey, here's something. It could be a rainbow in the sky that after a rainstorm, that you pull your kids aside and you say, hey, we read about that today. What? Why is that there? Why is it in the sky? And you got yourself a homemade built-in lesson.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let me ask you one more question from email, and then I want to make sure that I leave you enough time to talk with us about the subject of the material, the curriculum that you also have, God's Story, that can be used in churches as well. But in the email, the question is this. Is this a book usable for family time, even if the husband of the family doesn't have much knowledge or leadership initiative for family devotion? A lot of fathers understand, you know, I'm reading into the question now, but a lot of fathers obviously are intimidated by the responsibility that they have, and they just may not be comfortable with doing this. The writer here is asking, you know, sometimes I think my husband doesn't really feel up to this task. Is this the type of book, is it written in a way that even someone like him would be able to go through this?
Not only would he be able to do it, but I think that he would do well because everything that he needs to do is scripted out for him. So all he's got to do is do the weekly introduction, read a paragraph, then have the children open up to the Bible passage, and then he's got the questions that he can read through, and we actually put all of the answers in. So we didn't even say, well, here's a question, but now dads and moms, you need to figure out the answer. We've actually written in an answer so you know what the correct answer is. And then at the end of that question and answer session, there's a little icon of a praying hand, and it says pray about it. And we actually tell you what you can pray, and all you need to do is read it. So for the dad who's not experienced or maybe doesn't have the confidence of having done something like this before, just read through it, and it gives you everything that you need.
And even added to that is this will help to support his knowledge, right, and encourage him. I mean, adults will grow as they use this material. They're going to grow in the knowledge of God's Word and in the confidence of sharing that with their children.
That's exactly right, Kevin.
Okay. Got about 4 minutes left, so I got to ask you to give us a little bit of a synopsis of what God's story is all about. I understand that it's supposed to be released here in January. I don't know if that's already taken place by New Growth Press, but tell us a little bit about what God's story is.
God's story is the children's ministry curriculum that parallels the devotions. So in our church, what happens is, let's say, to use the example of David and Goliath, on Sunday, all of our children, from the youngest preschoolers through our older grade schoolers, and we go up to sixth grade in our church, they're all learning the story, the same story, in this case, David and Goliath, but they're learning it on three different learning levels. What I discovered as a pastor and father was that at times my children were coming home with three different take-home sheets. One had learned about, Old Testament heroes, and one had learned how to live in godliness, and another one had learned about the Psalms. And I had all these take-home sheets, and as a dad, I just couldn't follow up on all of them. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if they could all be learning the same thing at the same time?
Mm.
And then if I could have something that goes along with that. So when we were doing the devotions, we used the same material that we had our children's ministry, God's Story. And so my kids learn it on Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they're reviewing it with me. And as a dad, because the teachers taught it first, the exciting thing is they've already had a refresher on it, and I'm bringing a review. It makes me feel like, man, I'm a genius. My kids already know the answers. So New Growth Press has also picked up on God's Story, and actually the Old Testament curriculum will be released. It's going to be in the following January. So we're just finishing up editing. We're putting it together, and so they'll be releasing that later. But it will go along with, long story short, and again, it's a three-year program, so 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds do it at one learning level. First, second, and third graders do it at the second learning level, and then fourth, fifth, and sixth do it at the final learning level. And all in all, if you follow the program, you can use Long Story Short and then the New Testament devotional, which we're going to be calling Old Story New. You'll do those devotionals 3 times through with your kids, and you will have taught through the Bible 3 full times with your family through those formative years where we're called to train them in the ways of God.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Finally, a good prescription here to get this job done and to do it in a way that we can be proud of, you know, that we're doing it according to the Word of God. So I'm so appreciative of this material. Marty, you've done an excellent job. Of course, the folks there at New Growth Press have come out with a number of great articles and materials and books that have been printed through that organization as well. So we thank you, first of all, for writing this material, and secondly, I'd like to thank you just for taking the time out to visit with us here on the Knowing the Truth radio program. We really appreciate it.
It's been great, Pastor Kevin. Thank you so much for having me, and the Lord bless you.
Okay, same to you, my friend. Okay, that was Marty Michalski. Marty, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, he's a pastor, a family life pastor at Covenant Fellowship Church. It's a Sovereign Grace Ministry church in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. He's also been on that pastoral staff for 22 years. He leads the children's ministry there at Covenant Fellowship. And the things that we're talking about today, the book that he has written, as well as as the curriculum that they're using at the church are all materials that he has used himself and that their church has used. So it's not just theory. It's something that they have actually put into practice with great amount of success there at the church. Success meaning that they're happy with the material that they're putting out and they feel confident that they're giving the gospel out using these materials. Let me say that these, again, are put out by New Growth Press, and you can go out to their website in order to find out more. Long Story Short, that was the name of the book. Make a great gift, I think, for any young couple with young children or for even grandparents as well to work with their grandchildren as well. This is our Thursday broadcast, of course, so I want to encourage you to go to church this Sunday. And remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.
Fox News Radio, release.